We come now to the ordination part of our service. The ordination will take the place of our regular message. There will be a charge to the ordinant and a charge to the congregation where we will be sharing scriptures, and that will encompass part of our message this morning. But this is a special time in the life of any congregation when we gather together and we have the sacred privilege of ordaining someone to gospel ministry. Our church has had the privilege of ordaining 8 men to the gospel over the past 30 years. I was ordained here at the church 30 years ago, back in the month October 1994, so 30 years to the month. 20 years ago, we ordained Pastor Dan to the ministry. Then Pastor Andy Barnes, Pastor Steve Kitchens, who partook in our examination council this past week. One of our missionaries, Ryan Kennedy. We just prayed for Ryan's daughter, Cadence, a few moments ago. Pastor Chris Sheriff. And then another one of our missionaries, Dr. Josue Hernandez, a missionary to Honduras. And then today, Pastor Sean. Some churches never have the privilege of ordaining a pastor. We have been very blessed to ordain 8 men in 30 years, and we give God the glory for that. A proper ordination is, the whole process is vital to the health of both churches and pastors. And by first weighing a man's character, evaluating his call, testing his doctrine, and assessing his readiness for ministry, the church ensures that only godly, called, sound, and prepared men enter the ministry to lead God's churches. And so we as a church join thousands of other churches around the world and throughout history who have taken this process seriously as we come to the laying on of hands and the ordination of Pastor Sean this morning. We now begin the ordination proper with our call to ordination. In September 2023, Plantation Community Church called Sean Northcraft to serve as youth pastor at the church. As Pastor Sean drew nearer to completing his Master of Divinity degree, this summer he also began preparing for ordination. At a regularly scheduled meeting on September 17th, 2024, the Diaconate Board of Plantation Community Church approved the following motion: that the church hold Pastor Sean's ordination council on Saturday, October 12th at 10 a.m., that the church hold a special congregational meeting immediately following the council to vote on ordaining Pastor Sean, assuming a positive vote to ordain, that the church hold a combined 10 a.m. worship ordination service on Sunday, October 20th, to officially ordain Pastor Sean as a minister of the gospel. This motion passed unanimously. On October 12th, 2024, this past Saturday, the ordination council, a week ago Saturday, the ordination council met to examine Sean regarding his academic credentials, his call to ministry, and his doctrinal statement of faith. After a period of examination, the council voted unanimously to recommend that Sean Northcraft be ordained as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ by Plantation Community Church. At the special congregational meeting held following the ordination council on October 12, 2024, the members of Plantation Community Church voted unanimously to ordain Sean Northcraft as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, may the Lord bless Sean as we confirm Christ's call in his life. This time I'm going to invite Pastor Sean to come forward and share with you his ordination vows. Pastor Sean.
Good morning, church. Before God, and by his grace, I covenant the following. I covenant to keep watch over my own life, seeking to live in a manner pleasing to God and worthy of his calling. I covenant to love my family, to raise my children in training them and instruction of the Lord, to manage my own household well, and to maintain a good reputation in the community. I covenant to watch over and pray for the flock of God and trust it to my care as one who must give an account. I covenant to love, guide, and care for God's people, not by constraint, but from a willing spirit, not motivated by personal gain, but eager to serve, not lording over those entrusted to me, but rather being an example to the flock. I covenant to set an example for other believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. I covenant to study the scriptures that I may teach what is in accord with sound doctrine and handle God's word correctly to the best of my ability. I covenant in my teaching to show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech befitting the word of God. I covenant to preach God's word to be prepared in season and out of season to correct, rebuke, and encourage with patience and careful instruction. I covenant to proclaim the whole counsel of God from the scriptures without fear or hesitation. I covenant to discharge faithfully all the duties of my ministry in a manner that is honorable to both God and man. And I covenant to faithfully exalt the triune Godhead, equip the saints, exposit God's revelation, employ the sacraments, exercise spiritual gifts, evangelize the world, expand the kingdom of God, enjoy fellowship with Christ's church, exemplify the fruit of the Spirit, and effect biblical justice. These things I covenant before God, asking his grace that I may fulfill them, and his forgiveness where I may fail or fall short. Psalm 19:14. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sean. Those vows are taken straight from Scripture. You could go to each one and find the scriptural reference to them. At this time, we're going to have our prayer of ordination. I'm going to invite Pastor Dan, Chaplain Rick Braswell, our senior deacon, and Pastor Sean to come forward. Pastor Sean, if you can kneel at the kneeler here as we lay hands and pray.
Church, let's bow our heads in prayer for our brother Sean. Almighty God, Father, thank you for calling Sean Northcraft to the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've guided Sean's life to this moment, prepared him for this charge. Our request is that you use him in ways beyond his highest expectations. Sean has been blessed to be nurtured by family, friends, teachers, and mentors. These people have all been used by you, Lord, to guide Sean to this point in his life. Thank you for their input, preparing him uniquely for this special godly mission in life. Protect Sean, Lord, from the corruption of this world. Holy Spirit, seal his soul from any yield to ungodly temptations. Instead, each day, inspire Sean to shine your light through his actions, his words, and his eyes. Keep him on his knees, learning the power of prayer, knowing that you are always listening. God, your word promises to always provide the resources for anything you call us to do. Strengthen Sean to remember this promise and to be aware of your continual presence. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, kindle the passion of Sean's heart for your great commission. Lead him in secure and straightforward path to do your will courageously. Help Sean impact the world for the present kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give him the heart of Christ and the divine power to live as a dedicated disciple of Christ. We ask all these things in the wonderful name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus. Amen.
Pastor Sean, by virtue, oops, let me get my mic on.
Pastor Sean, by virtue of God's call upon your life to ministry, as tested by the examining council, as affirmed by the vote of the congregation, as conferred by the laying on of hands, and in response to your holy vows made today, it is now my great privilege and honor to declare you a duly ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Congratulations, Reverend Sean Northcraft. Actually, yes, Rick is, we already did it, but now we'll make it official, the official right hand of fellowship receiving on behalf of the congregation. Amen. Thank you.
Sean, I was driving over here this morning, seeing all the people walking their dogs and running and doing things that I always see people do on a Sunday morning, and I was thinking to myself, boy, are they missing out. You know, but actually, I'm looking around here, there's not too many empty seats in this place. I think there's a lot of people who love you, and we're so happy to be with you today on this special day of your life. And it's an honor and privilege to speak to you today and to give you this charge of ordination. You know, the celebration of ordination is a public declaration of God's call for you to be his shepherd. As a military man, you recognize the privilege it is to rise through the ranks of leadership. Well, a shepherd of God's people is without doubt the highest rank you will ever achieve. Military leadership is earned. Being called by God Almighty as a pastor is not earned. An ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ is an appointment by divine grace. All of us who have received new life in Christ, we all know and understand that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He speaks to us through the Word as we read it, as we hear it, and sometimes it comes in dreams. Sometimes we clearly sense God's direction as we pray or sit still in silence. But God mysteriously speaks to us, and we know it's real. God's divine call to a pastor is a distinct call to a very special privilege. Your pastoral call is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of your flock. Just as God has divinely called you to ministry, he also will divinely guide you. He'll guide your teaching. He'll divinely protect you. This is displayed to us when we look at the first chapter of Jeremiah in God's call to Jeremiah as a prophet. Listen to the word of God. The word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said, I have put my words in your mouth. I want to speak to you on a few of those passages, Sean. Remember this, the word of God must always inform your teaching and your pastoral counsel. As a man, you may hold certain social views, but as a man in the pulpit, your work is only to teach the word of God and to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, you are called as a military chaplain and a youth pastor, but hold on to your hat. There may be times when you and Danny will sense from God a significant redirection. Be always open to this and cover these decisions in prayer. And consult trusted friends. But know this, wherever you go, your mission is to proclaim Christ and his kingdom. A military officer also knows the phrase, no man left behind. In other words, reinforcements are coming. With God's call, he assumes the responsibility to equip you with the assigned skills that are the required skills of ministry and the necessary gifts to successfully accomplish the mission assigned to you. Yet most importantly, God promises, I am with you always, and I will rescue you. He's got your back. With this commissioning as a pastor, God has placed his word securely in your mouth. But he has also empowered your heart to comfort and teach his saints. A pastor's heart is on full display for the world to see the love of Christ and the love you have for Christ. Let your heart shine and the love of God be presented wherever you go. In Proverbs, Solomon wrote this, Sean. He said, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects his heart. Remember that. God's call to you is to nurture, teach, and protect the flock of God that he has given you. But this work comes second to your care for your wife and your family. In the book of 1 Corinthians, Sean, Paul writes something. He writes a personal opinion that I don't share. How about that? He wrote this. He says, now to the unmarried, I say it's good for them to stay unmarried as I do. I don't know for certain, but if Paul had had a wife, who knows? Possibly some of his guidance to the churches may have been adjusted. The book of Ephesians, though, Paul wrote that also, and it emphasizes the strength of the bond of a marriage. Paul writes, husbands, wives, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And we know Peter was married, and we see no detriment of this to his apostleship and ministry. Basically, Jesus' main teaching is to live a life of love. And to love one another. As a pastor, your display of loving is most publicly viewed in the way you love your wife and your children. Before any other responsibility you sense is needed in the flock, your wife and family comes first. Danny is God's gift to you. She's your helper. The two of you are one person in the eyes of God. But she is not required to be a ministry partner other than to be a helpmate in perspective. You'll be continually amazed at how the value of her wisdom strengthens your work behind the scenes. Protect her from the critics who may say, "What is Danny's part in Sean's ministry?" Like any of us, Danny's involvement in the kingdom is only what she senses God calls her to. Finally, I like what Charles Spurgeon wrote to his students in his book. I don't know if you have that book. If you don't, you should get it. He refers in the first chapter to 1 Timothy 4:16. And this is what 1 Timothy 4:16 says. "Don't neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy when the elders laid their hands on you. Work hard at these things. Give yourself to them so that everyone may see your progress. Pay attention to yourself and your teaching and keep steadily on with them. If you do that, you will save yourself and those who hear you as well." So Spurgeon went on to elaborate on this passage with a military theme. I think you'll enjoy this. This is what he wrote. He says, "How diligently the cavalry officer keeps his saber clean and sharp. Every stain he rubs off with the greatest care. Remember, you are God's sword, his instrument. I trust the chosen vessel unto him to bear his name in great measure." Then Spurgeon completed the paragraph writing this: "A holy minister is an awesome weapon in the hand of God. Great diligence in your attention to growth in God's word and to your life as his disciple will map out a path of a successful ministry. God bless you, my friend. Serve our King well."
Thank you, Pastor Dan. Those are wonderful words. Well, Pastor Sean, Pastor Dan has just now spoken to you about your responsibilities as an ordained minister of the gospel. But Plantation Community Church is a congregation. We also have responsibilities in the ordination process. And the three main responsibilities of the ordaining congregation are that of examining the candidate, of voting concerning his ordination, and then receiving him as an ordained minister on behalf of Christ's church. You, the congregation of Plantation Community Church, you have fulfilled your first responsibility by conducting the ordination examination last week, and I commend you for that. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:21, said, "Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands." And so the church should not ordain someone without first examining that person as regards to godly character and doctrinal soundness. Now, I don't think any of us were surprised when Sean passed both of those tests last week with flying colors. But it was necessary to go through the examination process. And in conducting a rigorous and thorough examination, you fulfilled your first responsibility as the ordaining congregation. Your second responsibility is the actual decision to ordain.
And after carefully examining Sean and his qualifications, you as a congregation prayerfully voted to ordain Sean as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You as a church, we as a church, now hold Sean's ordination credentials, even as you hold mine. That means we have an additional responsibility, that we as a church have a responsibility to follow Sean's life in ministry, to make sure that he lives up to the high standards of those who are called to serve in the church of Christ. You have a responsibility as a church to pray for Sean and Danny and their family, to encourage Sean in his ministry, to hold him accountable to the Word of God, and to godly standards in his own life. Your final task as a congregation today is to receive Sean as an ordained minister on behalf of the Church of Christ. Ephesians 4:11 tells us that it was Christ who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. And so it is Christ himself who has given Sean as a gift to his church. And as the ordaining congregation, it is now your great privilege to officially receive God's gift to his church in Sean. So at this time, I would like to ask the members of Plantation Community Church to please stand to receive the charge to the congregation. All members at our church, please stand and receive the charge. Members of Plantation Community Church, I charge you this day to receive Pastor Sean as one of Christ's gifts to his church. I charge you to honor and respect Sean and to hold him in the highest regard and love because of his work. I charge you to pray for Sean and Danny and to encourage them with your love and support. I charge you to hold Sean and yourselves accountable to God's word and to the highest standards of godly living. I charge you to receive Sean this day as a duly ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you, the congregation of Plantation Community Church, receive Pastor Sean as you have been charged? If so, answer by saying, we do.
We do.
We do. Hallelujah. Thank you. Please be seated. Please join me in prayer now for Pastor Sean and his family. Father God, it is a wonderful thing when we see you call a young man to ministry and we see them prepare themselves and their hearts and their lives towards that end. We thank you for Pastor Sean, Lord, and how he has diligently studied your word and prepared himself and prepared his life and dedicated his life towards gospel ministry. Now, Lord, we pray for Pastor Sean, we pray for Danny, we pray for the family. Lord, that you would watch over them, that you would protect them from the attacks of the enemy. Lord, that you would grant them joy in the ministry. And Lord, during those hard times, those struggling times that we all face, Lord, that you would remind them of your call upon Sean's life, that you would remind them of the ordination that has been affirmed today, and that you would give them the strength and the perseverance to press on as they move closer and closer to the call that you have as you move them past difficult seasons back into joyful seasons. Lord, we pray that you would guard, encourage, and sustain them in all the work of the ministry. And Lord, I pray that the home and the family would be a place of a sacred refuge, a place of rest and peace and harmony, which would encourage them both in your work and in your word. Lord, we pray for them today in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a moment, we'll be dismissing to the fellowship hall for our pastor's appreciation potluck. Once again, you are all invited to come and share in this time of celebration together. At this time, I would like to ask Reverend Sean Northcraft to come and give us our benediction.
Lord, we love you and we thank you for today. We thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for what you've done for us, what you're doing in us and through us, and what you're continuing to do for your people. Church, go out this day with a peace that surpasses all understanding, in the joy of the Lord, and in the calling that he's placed on your life. Remember his promises, and remember that Christ is faithful always. In Jesus' name, amen.